close friends.
Yeah.
And it's hard to say whether these heavy poisons or one thing or another mm-hmm. are going to have effect or not.
That's right.
For example, the salmon or the tuna you eat might have mercury
mm-hmm.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't eat a lot of it, so. Anyway.
I'm not much fish either, I'll tell you one thing. I just read, after 27 flood, my husband loved to fish. And before he went to work, he'd get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go down here, steal some bile, and come back with string of fish this long. And of course, we didn't have the proper refrigeration to keep them, and we gave them to people. I cooked fish every night of the month for his supper. And I'm going to tell you, I just quit. And I'm not going to eat fish if I have to cook it now. I don't even like tuna.
What kind of fish would you catch here?
Bass, white perch, and everything. After this country was just loaded with all kinds of wonderful fish. You didn't have to keep the little ones. You threw them back in the bio or in the lake or wherever you might be fishing. And I told him, I never did catch too much of fish. I said, well, you ruined my taste for fish. I told him, he's just like a nigger. A nigger needs fish every day, you know.
Okay. That kind of bird that was always knocking holes in trees?
Pecker woods?
Yeah.
Woodpeckers or whatever you want to call it. There now, there's some around here now. My grandson was here and we were eating breakfast. This was last summer. And he said, what is that? I said, I don't know what it is, but go out there and see. And that's what it was, is down here on the end of the trailer. Now what he was getting off of that, I don't know. But it's what it was. And he saw him out there in the tree.
Yeah.
But you don't see those very often. Now we've had a tremendous number of blackbirds.
Yeah.
We couldn't have any. Let me give you some water.
I'm having a good time I would chew the ice if you didn't watch me. I'm really bad about that. My mother used to scold me.
My son over here is terrible about it.
Chewing ice?
He loves it. And loves to chew it. I said, well, I hope you don't get out away from home and do that.
It's bad for you.
I said, that isn't very nice manners. You were not really. He said, oh, I know it. He said, but I just like it.
Okay. The kind of black and white animal that had a powerful smell.
Oh, good. Don't mention that now. We had yeah. And do you know, I never had smell one. We didn't have them in this Mississippi Delta until, well, it was in the 40s. And my son came home, this one right here came home from school, the daughter-in-law from Greenville that my son up there was married. And my son brought his girl, and she was from the hills. We didn't have attic. We didn't have the attic fan then. We had window fans.
Yep.
Have an attic fan in the house now, though. I put it in soon after that. But we were fixing something. I said, what in the world? I said, that's the most horrible odor I've smelled. And those girls just married Dunbar's girl. It didn't matter. I wish she had.
What's her name?
Mary Evelyn. She lived down in the,
That's a nice
name. Yes. And she was a beautiful girl and had the most wonderful voice and such a sweet, fine girl. But anyway, and they laughed at me. Said, now don't tell me, you don't know what that odor is. I said, no, indeed, I've never smelled it. Said, that's a skunk. I said, good. And we have them now. I've gotten up many a night and cool well and turned my air conditioner on. Because it smells so bad, they'd be around here.
What kind of animals would come and raid the hen roost?
Coons and possum was a coon.
Okay, and they'd call them what? Just about all the name for all those animals? That were the animals that would pest them?
Varmints. That's what they were called.
Now, when your husband went hunting,